It's time for the emergency break of the week.
In the class, then they had boys.
Yeah.
And so they're just dressing in overalls for the production, whatever.
That moment when programming is brought to a complete halt by a wheels-off comment or technical meltdown.
And so it had been a controversy for 2 weeks because the principal just made this unilateral decision that, no, you cannot play a role on stage, which... Dating back to Shakespeare.
Right.
Shakespeare. Shakespearean times. That men played women all the time and women played men. It doesn't matter. Anyways.
Why did you say it like
Shakespeare?
That?
I don't know. All right.
Dating back to Shakespeare.
And then here's the last one. This has gone viral in Haltom
City. Let's see who yanked the break the hardest this week on the Little Ticket.
Okay, e-break time, and it's brought to us by Crawford Services AC and Plumbing. You get three candidates, and we're going to let you vote on them. 888-787-1310. Candidate number one, his name is EA, and he's amazing. He was filling in this week, and for some reason, just kind of like I've heard Baldy on the weekend, don't y'all put EA in charge of your news sometimes?
Occasionally.
They put EA in charge of the 40-liner. How do y'all think this is going to go? Let's give it a listen.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Shane. Watch the Hardline broadcast live at Scout at the Startler Hotel this Monday from 3 to 6. 30 p.m. billiards, bowling, TVs, and $15 board and brew. Pick wings or pizza with a draft. Beer all day on football days. That's the Hardline broadcasting live at Scout at the Startler off Commerce Street in downtown Dallas. Check them out at scoutdallas.com.
Statler. Yeah. Statler. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There could be a new one called the Startler.
No, it could be.
Good
but
Lord.
They will be, the Hardline will be at the Statler.
Excellent.
That is unbelievable. That was such a, what it was a bunch of words that got all bottlenecked through his mouth and got to backing up on each other. It's like a conveyor belt that.
Of course. They come out the right order sometimes.
Yeah, it gets backed up and things start falling off the conveyor belt and he just can't get it all out.
Some got abbreviated. And the thing that makes it really crazy too. Okay.
What?
Is the rap music in the background, too. That guy rapping in the background makes it even crazier.
Why are they letting EA read those liners?
I don't know.
Well, what's wrong with that?
Don't look at me. That was on Friday.
He needs to get some tape.
I think
that was the invasion that's guilty of this.
I think they're doing this on purpose.
What?
Well, let's give a listen.
For content?
I don't know.
See how it went.
He was filling in for Travis producing.
And Sports Radio 96.7 and 1310, The Ticket.
Shout out to the player of the day, Shane. Watch the Hardline broadcast live at Scout at the Startler Hotel this Monday from 3 to 6, 30 p.m. Billiards, bowling, TVs, and $15 board and brew. Pick wings or pizza with a draft. Beer all day on football days. That's the Hardline broadcasting live at Scout at the Startler off Commerce Street in downtown Dallas. Check them out at scoutdallas.com.
Statler. Yeah. Statler. Yeah, yeah.
I don't know. There could be a new one called the Startler.
No, it could be. But they will be, the Hardline will be at the Statler.
Excellent.
It's like the verbal equivalent of some guy trying to carry an armload of tennis balls just loose. Just one falling, and as soon as he picks up one, another one falls out.
There's EA, candidate number one. Candidate number two is Monty. He was trying to get him started on why today doesn't suck, and I'm right there with him. Happens to me all the time. Sometimes words are hard.
John Bass and David Mino.
Sweet spot in the victory Monday. Wow, indeed. And at 2:59, it's the Startler ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com brings you the original size queen, Monty.
Thank you, ham. A donut. Whoa.
I donut.
I donut. Okay, Homer Simpson.
I do not see the Hardline. I'm having fun. Do not see the hard line. I didn't.
Oh my God!
Is everything what okay?
Is what is happening?
They're the hard line, Bob Corby, Dave.
Get to the birthdays.
Yeah, really.
Oh my goodness! Wait, but
he just got back going again.
Hey, that Bob one right there is underrated.
You can't. How
does someone make that? How do you pack that many syllables in such a short period of time?
I don't know. I mean, yeah, between that and Norm's music, you can't beat those two. That's a good one too. All right, let's hear Monty one more time.
Sean Bass and David Mino.
Sweet spot in the Victory Monday. Wow, indeed. And at 2:59, it's the Startler ham.
Funny. Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and GimmeTheVin.com brings you the original size queen, Monty.
Thank you, ham. I don't not. Whoa.
I don't not.
You, I don't not.
Okay, Homer Simpson.
I do not see the hard line. They're having fun. Do not see the hard line. I didn't.
Oh my God.
Is everything okay?
What is happening?
They're the hard line, Bob Corby, Dave.
Get to the birthdays.
Yeah, really.
Davey. Oh my God.
Oh my God.
Are they okay? All right, there's Monty, candidate number two. Candidate number three, this is a duo. This is Ham on Work in Progress.
Poor Giorgio, you've gotten so skin-lining like
that. I'm sorry. this is Ham on Work in Progress with Monty and DJ. And Dylan Reed is running the board. He got him back from break and apparently left the room. So when Ham had enough, he finally screamed for Dylan to turn off the music. This is very Vampire Weekend. Junior yelling into the control room once, but here we go.
We will have plenty of Cowboys content of our own today, but right now we had a bevy of good college football matchups yesterday, but the one that had everyone's eyes early on was Texas v. Michigan. Still don't love that they kicked off at 11. I get it. It's the big noon kickoff for Fox, but that should be a primetime game. Either way, the Longhorns were favored by 7.5. And did y'all hear music?
Yeah, yeah, it's long runway from Dylan.
Okay. Just making sure. So they were 7.5-point favorites. I was very unsure how this would go just because Michigan, after losing so much from their national championship last year to this year, you know, getting a new head coach. I love that.
Turn off the music!
It's so distracting.
Good God!
It was like a slow jam or something. Anyway.
And just circling back to our first candidate, EA. I guess EA had wandered into the control room, and he's the one who had to turn it down since Dylan left.
But that music.
I love how Ham just finally couldn't take it anymore, and his inner Bordob came out. And he just screamed, "Turn off the music!" Oh man! All right, is it EA? Is it Monty? Or is it the Ham Dylan combo? 888-787-1310. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins the e-break?
Hello, users. I'd like to vote for EA.
Is that off-track film guy?
I'm not sure what that is.
Okay.
Is that underwater EA, maybe?
Maybe. You got to vote. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Jeb. Saying a prayer for you and June's vocal cords.
Thank you.
And I'd like to vote for Donuts and Hooter Brown.
Donuts. Hello, you are on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, George.
Yep.
Hey, were you the voice of the Cowboys in 88 when the Vikings beat the Cowboys 43-3 at Texas Stadium?
No.
Let's check. I see if you killed Wade Wilson.
Dude.
Hey, that's not funny.
Dude.
That's not funny.
He was a friend of the show.
Yeah, we loved Wade. That's not funny at all. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins? Hello. Speak.
Good morning, Muses. It's Ashley, and I love to vote for my fellow pool player, Monty.
Oh, yes. Monty's a big billiards guy.
You like to play pool?
Yeah.
Don't you need to be getting to school?
In a few minutes.
What time does it start?
Yeah, what time does school start?
8:45.
Wow, okay.
That's late, isn't it?
What grade are you in now?
Eighth.
Yeah.
No. All right, don't be late. Fridays are big.
Oh.
Bye.
Okay. Did y'all ever start school that late? 8:45?
I don't think so. It seems like 8:20 is when high school started.
8 o'clock, something. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, Musers.
Who's this?
Hey.
I'd like to vote for EA.
Who's this?
All right, who is this?
Gus Whirl.
Gus?
What?
How old are you,
World?
Gus?
I'm 13.
Did you say
Good
your name
Lord.
Was Gus World?
W-O-R-R-A-L-L.
Well, we don't need your last name. It's okay. All right. Thank you.
Okay.
Gus.
All right, Gus. Have a good day at school. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Hey, it's Junior's laryngitis. How are you guys?
Oh, yeah.
Junior's laryngitis.
Yeah. You were very active last week. This week.
I had a lot of fun in your throat, Junior, this week. Very much fun.
Hey, I wish you'd leave.
Very much fun.
Hot dog down the hallway, kind of funny. You know what I'm talking about?
Okay, all right. Just vote.
Okay, hey, I'm gonna truck grill a cucumber and vote for the one person whose throat I never want to be in. EA.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, Joe, did you hear the news?
What's that?
Hey, it's Cruz and Lito. I voted for Monty on the e-brake, and I got a golf cart.
Wow, that's great. That's really going around lately. Hi, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Yeah. Before I vote responsibly, I'd like to pass on some kudos on your pop-up guest, Bill Breaker, a few weeks back. You know,
underrated character, Bill Breaker. He was the retired pole vaulter that joined us briefly.
Oh, yeah.
The show when we were at Choctaw.
Yeah.
Fascinating young man called in the show. Usually those guests just pop their head in, say hello, go on their merry way.
Right.
But that brother suffered a withering cross examination.
Yeah, he did. And didn't he like lose his wife? And we were giving him condolence. And then he said, he found her later on.
It was weird.
He was all over the road, that young man. So I just wanted to, am I the only Oscillating Johnson that liked that segment? Did you get any email?
No, we did not.
Okay, I've taken enough of your time. I'm just going to go ahead and vote for that last one, the outburst. The man is going to get the music.
Okay, right, thank you. Thank
that
you.
Voice.
I know. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins?
Hey, humans.
Hey, human.
Vaginal slice, born.
Oh. Hi, you're on the ticket.
Good morning, musers. I do not know who I should vote for, but I'll go with Monty.
Okay, thank you. Hello, you're on Ticket Radio. Who wins the e-break?
EA Sports. It's in the game.
Wow, we got a 4-4 tie here between EA and Monty. Hello, you're on the ticket. Who wins?
Oh, hello, George.
Oh, my gosh, it's Brady Tom. Yay. I haven't heard from him in weeks.
No, this is Aikman Troy.
Okay.
Unbelievable.
I was going to be White Danny, but I didn't think that was appropriate.
Yeah,
well, now you're
like
Irish.
Mac Brown. Yeah. Who you vote for?
Monty.
Ladies and gentlemen, we have ourselves a winner.
At the beginning.
Winner. Chicken dinner.
John Bass and David Mino.
Sweet spot in the Victory Monday. Wow, indeed. And at 2:59, it's the Startler Ham.
Thank you, Mino. Eatsy's Market and Bakery and GiveMeTheVin.com brings you the original size queen, Monty.
Thank you, Ham. I don't not. Whoa.
I don't not.
You, I don't not.
Okay, Homer Simpson.
I do not see the hard line. I'm having fun. Do not see the hard line. I didn't.
Oh my God.
Is everything okay?
What is happening?
They're the hardline boss for every day.
Get to the birthdays.
Yeah, really.
Man, we need that one from Monty. How many is that?
That is Monty's fifth e-break win. He is now 132 behind the all-time leader, Norman Startler Donut Hitzkus.
All right, way to go, Monty.